Sweet, sweet sister friend, I am so excited about season 2 of the Laced with Grace Fully Embraced podcast. I'm so excited to dive deeper into our relationship with Christ together, deeper into our love of our bodies and being grateful for the temple that God has given us to care for, to nourish, to exercise, to work out, for worship, and not just weight loss, and to really, really focus and make Him the center and the foundation, the motivation of our fitness journey. Because I truly believe if we make Him the foundation of our fitness journey, it becomes much more doable. It becomes less overwhelming. It becomes much more fulfilling. And I'm excited to grow in this with you. Let's get it. Let's go. Yo, so glad to talk to you today. I thought about making these Friday episodes, these random ones, Fire Fridays. How does that sound? Do we like that? Does that sound like a good plan? Fire Fridays. Instead of bonus Friday, we're going to call them Fire Fridays, rapid fire. Today, we're going to talk a little bit about some quick questions and answers about the Gracelit Life Challenge. I get lots and lots and lots of questions about the Gracelit Life Challenge, so I thought that one of the easiest ways would be to make an episode all about your questions, all about your concerns, things that you are struggling with when it comes to the Gracelit Life Challenge. And I first want to share a testimony that was actually shared in our Lace with Grace Fully Embraced community about the Gracelit Life Challenge, which is exactly what I want it to be all about. It's exactly why I designed it. It's exactly what I want the mindset to be about. She literally said last week, she said, I am on day 6 and I have been starting. I've been doing this challenge. She's only on day 6. She's been doing this challenge since July. She has started over and over and over and over and over. You want to know why? Because she's making this a lifelong thing. It's not just a temporary thing. She's not looking at it as a failed attempt. She's looking at it as the fact that she's working on building these habits and making it a part of her life, making it a part of her routine. Guess what also? She's down 20 pounds. Was that the main goal? Absolutely not. But she has consistently restarted the challenge. So on the Gracelit Life Challenge, yes, if you miss one of the tasks and the Holy Spirit is convicting you and you feel as though you need to start over, that you have to start back at day 1. Whether you're on day 2 or you're on day 59, if I feel convicted on day 59 that it's time for me to start over because I've missed taking a picture a day, or I've missed getting my water in, or I went way crazy on my nutrition and I just know like that was not according to my plan, then you got to start back at day 1. But this gal, she said, instead of feeling defeated and like I was feeling, I decided that I was going to make this a lifelong journey and I just start over with a new day, new grace, new mercy, new love from Jesus. We're going to start to new day, right? We get a new day in Jesus every day. So that's what she's doing. And she's lost 20 pounds since July. Slow and steady wins the race, my friend. Slowly building those habits, slowly losing the inches, slowly losing the weight, slowly developing a routine, slowly getting your mindset and your heart set right on track, not doing a complete 360, not trying to do some big massive change all of a sudden. That is what's going to help you. That is what's going to be sustainable. That is what's going to get you results. And her main focus was not the results. She was not focused on losing weight. She was focused on the daily habits of the Gracelit Life Challenge and making it a part of her routine, making it her daily habits, making it a lifestyle, making it something that's sustainable for her, and she's down 20 pounds. Just wanted to throw that out there. That is how the Grace, like a lot of people, they have to start back at day 1. And if you haven't listened to the Gracelit Life Challenge detail podcast episode number 32, you need to go listen to that right now. But a lot of y'all are starting back at day 1 and you're feeling like you're defeated. That's not the point of this. The point of this is to make it lifelong and sustainable. And starting back at day 1 just means, oh gosh, I can forgive myself. The Lord forgives me. Like I have a new day in Jesus every day. We start back at day 1. No big deal. Because it's already a part of your life. It's a part of your routine. It's part of what you're doing. So I'm going to start off with that and give you a little bit of that testimony. But one of the biggest questions I'm getting over and over and over and over again on the Gracelit Life Challenge is all about the nutrition aspect. This is the big one. So the question usually is, if I'm doing this kind of diet or if I'm following this kind of plan or if I'm doing this or that or that or the other, is that okay? Sister, it's whatever the Lord wants you to do. I have a best friend who I've had since kindergarten. She's doing the Gracelit Life Challenge, but she's simply not having fast food as often, or she's simply cutting out processed sugar, like her sweets. She's still having pizza. She's still going out to eat. She's still having her favorite food. She's still having fried foods, but she has eliminated all of her sweets that she has to have after every meal. She decided she's going to eliminate that. And she decided that the Lord was telling her to eliminate how often she goes out to eat. That's what she's doing. That's her plan. It doesn't need to be some whole 30 or some really intense macro counting, or I'm talking small steps. Some of y'all, maybe that is where you're at in your journey. Like for me personally, I do measure out a lot of my food when I meal prep. I do make sure I have a certain amount of protein. I do make sure I have a certain amount, you know, how many carbs am I taking in throughout the day? Like, I don't count them necessarily, but I measure things out. Excuse me. I measure things out, and I have a plan that I'm trying to follow. Now, do I allow myself that 20% leeway of, you know, having some fun food and things that I love, or going out on a date with my husband and having fried foods, or going out on a date with my husband and having something that's off my normal plan? Yeah, because that's in my 20%, okay? On Saturday mornings, he sometimes runs to our local bakery and gets food for the kiddos, or gets these really a beautiful, awesome cookies for the kiddos that they love. And he'll grab me my favorite donut is a cake donut with chocolate frosting with sprinkles on top. He'll grab me one of those. That's in my 20%. But throughout the rest of the week, I'm fueling with intention. I'm fueling to fuel my body. I'm not just eating to just eat aimlessly, to just box at the air aimlessly, right? Whatever scripture that is, and I can't name, I quote it all the time. And not right now, I can't quote it off the top of my head. Go figure. But it's in my 20%. The part of the nutrition is that you want to make sure that you're just doing something that, one, is sustainable for you. Now, if you're doing the more advanced version, I would almost challenge you to make it pretty challenging. Like, to make it a challenge that's going to really, really, really build that discipline muscle for you. Really stick to a plan. Not have so much 20%, maybe have 10% fun food, right? Or 5% fun food. Like really, really try to be as disciplined as you possibly can in that area to really challenge yourself. And I've done the advanced version. And it's a little bit more challenging for sure. But it definitely helps with strengthening that discipline muscle. So the nutrition part is all based on what you feel God is leading you to do. I don't pick a specific plan because I don't feel as though we are all on the same level. I don't mean that in a degrading, condescending way. I mean that in the fact that you may just be starting your journey. I don't want you coming onto the Grace of Life Challenge and feeling defeated on day one. Or if you're someone that's been working out and eating well for years and you know how to fuel your body and you know what works for your body and you've been doing that for years, you may need more of a challenge. So your plan for nutrition may not be the same as someone who's just starting out or who's only been on their journey for a few months or for a year. It may be completely different. So for me to pick one, and our bodies are all very different. So it's not fair at all for me to take one plan and say you have to follow this plan. It's the same for the exercise. I get that a lot. Hey, this is another question I've got just recently. What do you do on rest days for the Grace at Life Challenge? Like, do you take rest days? How do you still get that 30 minutes of movement in? My last week at work, on a Saturday night at 2 a.m. in the morning, so really a Sunday morning at 2 a.m., I walked laps because we were during our dead space, our dead hours, where everyone, that's not a really good word to use when you're talking about hospitals and nurses. I don't mean that everyone's dead. I mean that like there's nothing to do and like everyone's sleeping, right? There's not a whole lot to do. It's just really low time. We're not getting any admissions. We're not getting anyone that's up needing medication and stuff like that. And people are just resting. They're taking their time to rest. So I walked laps. I did that for 35 minutes. That counted as my movement. That was my rest day. Or I do yoga, or I stretch, or I do mobility exercises. Those are my rest days. I could do that every day of the week. I could walk every day of the week, and that would count for my 30 minutes of movement in the Grace of Life Challenge. And that's all I would do. I could do yoga. I could stretch for 30 minutes for a whole week, and that would count. I would not have to start over. Like, don't put... One of the other podcast episodes I have where I had a guest on, we talked about not putting God in a box. Don't put the Gracelit Life Challenge in a box. And what we mean by that is don't limit yourself and don't say like God is only, so putting God in a box, like we can only see him, we can only talk to him, we can only view him here in this one little space. Don't put the Gracelit Life Challenge in a box. Have an open mindset, have an open heart. Don't make it so complicated. I feel like as women, we overcomplicate things till we're blue in the face because we think that we need to make it impossible. It doesn't need to be impossible. It's simply really simple if we would allow it to be simple. If you continue to have questions, I want you to ask me in my inbox. Like, I definitely love answering them. Please don't get me wrong on that. I love, love, love answering them. But don't be afraid to ask me. There's no stupid question. I guarantee you if you have a question about the Grace at Life Challenge, someone else does too. Another question I get a lot is, do we have to be in the 60-day Grace at Life Challenge? Do we have to be doing that in order to be in my Gracelit groups? My monthly Gracelit groups, it is not mandatory at all for you to be in the Gracelit Life Challenges. It's not mandatory. The Gracelit Life Challenge is just an extra step. The Gracelit Life Challenge is just some extra guidance. The Gracelit Life Challenge is just an extra challenge to help you build that discipline muscle. It's just a fun tool that the Lord placed on my heart to create and to make sure that I gave for y'all, that you have it for you. So another big question I've been getting quite often, that I think that the Lord is like stirring in my heart and on my mind to make some changes with this in the future. Right now, as we are just ministry led, and there's not tons of resources and tons of, I'm just going to say it, money, to make certain things happen concerning, you know, getting an app or having other resources available or other programs or mindset coaching or something like that. I have thought about wanting to start an app because people are asking, is there any way to connect with a group that's not Facebook related? I'm going to be completely honest with you. This is completely free. So there have been a lot of women that even if they don't have Facebook or they don't like Facebook, they simply create an account that's specifically just for connecting in the community. We have almost 2,000 women in there now. But they literally, if they don't have Facebook and they want in, they literally just make an account. And some people are not doing it for safety reasons. I totally understand that. It's not that I'm not showing like empathy or grace or mercy with the situation. But I think people sometimes forget, like, I don't have a lot of income coming into the ministry. I don't have a lot of resources or availability time-wise to do anything different right now. However, that does not mean that in the near future, I've not really been praying about and thinking about, okay, how can we get an app? What are the steps I need to take to create an app for this ministry and for this community? Because obviously that is something that would be a need. Then on the other side of things, you have some people who are like, I don't want one more app on my phone that I'm already on social enough. Like, this is perfect because I'm already on it. I don't want one more thing because it's one more thing I'm going to have to check into. It's one more thing I'm going to have to add into my busy schedule. Like, so there's a positive and a negative there. There's so many women that are loving the Facebook community because they already have it. They're already on it and make sure that they're going to get in there. They're going to actually be participating. But on the other aspect of it, a lot of people are like, I don't know if I want one more thing to check into. I don't know if I want another app on my phone. I don't know if I want any more quote unquote social media type things because I'm already on it enough. I don't want to be on it anymore. So to answer that question, it's kind of hard right now because I'm still praying on it. And I don't like to, like, I've previously been someone that if I get excited about something, I'll just start it and I won't take the time to pray about it. I won't take the time to sit back and say, okay, God, what do you want me to do? And I'm really, really trying. In the last couple of years, I've really been trying in my life to make sure that I do that, that I do that more often. Like, Lord, give it. And honestly, I had a business for 6.5 years. And anything that I tried to force, anything that I tried to control, anything that I tried to make happen, even though it wasn't the right timing, and I just was like, no, I'm going to make, because I'm a very determined person. I'm a very stubborn person, lovingly, but I am stubborn. So I would just try to make things happen. And quite honestly, nothing really flowed. You know what I'm saying? Nothing flowed as well as what this ministry is flowing. And you know why that is? Because God's the center of it. I'm allowing him to be the one that controls everything. I'm not trying to be the micromanager. I'm not trying to be the one that, okay, this is the timing is right now. Like, I want it right now. This is happening right now. Everything has just kind of flowed beautifully. And yes, I do try to control as far as like when posts go out and like having some organization. That's a different kind of thing than, me trying to control, okay, when we're going to launch a product or when we're going to launch the planner. The planner was all him too. Like, he placed the idea on my heart and head. I actually wrestled with him for a while and was like, Lord, you want me to publish? I said, I'm a nobody. Like, you want me to publish a planner, like with devotionals in it? And I'm not a great writer. And I just really struggled with that with him, and I kind of wrestled with him with that for a while, and I didn't just jump right into it. Like, I talked about it with him. Like, I talked through it with him. I worked through it with him. So, will there be an app in the future? My answer is if the Lord wants there to be, and when he wants it to come. It's not going to be right now, because I really feel like in my life currently, he's telling me to say no to a lot more things and yes to a lot more rest. Yes to a lot more things that are very intentional. Yes to a lot more things that are making sure that my mental health is in check. Yes to a lot more things that's making sure that I'm caring for my body and caring for my temple and my mind and my heart and my soul so that I can pour into my family the way he wants me to, so I can pour into my marriage the way he wants me to, and then pour into the ministry the way he wants me to and be utilized in that way. Because our first ministry, y'all, especially if you're a mama, listen, you have a ministry and it's in your home. This is kind of off topic, but your ministry first starts in your home. If you are a mama, if you are a wife, if you are a girlfriend, if you are a sister, a daughter, a friend, that's your ministry. Okay, so make sure that your focus is not on all this distracting things and all the other things that the enemy kind of wants us to like be consumed with and addicted to and just overstimulated with. Work on the ministry that's closest to your heart and closest to home first, okay? So, will there be an app? Lord wants there to be, and when he wants there to be. It's been an idea on my head and my heart, so I'm not saying there's not going to be one. But for right now, the way we're doing things is working really, really well. Yes, the question has been brought up a lot if there's going to be an app, but for the majority, out of the 2,000 women, maybe only 10 people have asked that. So, and maybe other people are thinking it. Maybe they're wondering if there could be an app because it would be easier. The other thing that comes along with that, though, is bear with me. The other thing that comes along with having a new system like that, a new app, and trying to work out all the bugs and the glitches and trying to figure all that out, because I've never had an app. So, like, one that I've created or one that I've had someone create for me, and I don't know how much that costs. I don't know anything about it. So, anything else that has come along this way concerning these kind of things, I've kind of let the Lord work out the kinks. Yeah, I've taken steps and I've been disciplined in certain areas, but we're going to keep letting him figure that out, okay? So if things come along and, you know, I get connected with someone or things just kind of fall in place and I'm not trying to force it, yes, we'll have an app. But for right now, I don't see that happening right this second, but it is an idea that's stirring around in my head. So I also got asked, this other question was asked, why the challenge? Like, what's the story behind it? What has it done in my life personally? So if you've listened to the Grace That Life, challenge podcast, episode number 32, which I probably need to do an updated episode on the challenge overall, because a couple little things have changed. Some of my wording on the template has changed, some of my wording and how I want to like display the challenge, because it's getting pretty well known, in my personal community and then on social media. And I want people to realize, you know, what the message is behind it and understand all the different tasks and what the heart is behind all of that. But the reason I started the challenge is I've actually done 75 hard a couple different times. 75 hard is an amazing challenge. And a lot of people think it's just a fitness challenge. And honestly, it's a mental toughness program. That's what it literally is for, mental toughness and discipline. And not just discipline in your nutrition, not just discipline in your movement and exercise, but actually discipline in many areas of your life. Like, it starts to have a huge ripple effect of so much discipline in other areas of your life because of the benefits that you feel from it, because of the benefits that you're seeing from it, because of the benefits that are just happening in other aspects of your life that aren't fitness related. So after I finished 75 hard, I think for like the third time, the Lord again put like a little nudge on my heart and a little nudge on my mind. Like, what if you did this, but you made it your own? What if you did this, but you made it your own that you could share with others and that I'm at the center of it? Because yes, in 75 hard, I was still reading my devotionals. I was reading my Bible. Like, that was a part of my daily life. Like, I've started making that a habit when I was doing 75 hard, on top of the personal development reading and stuff. But I, you know, the challenge is miraculous. It's fantastic. And I love the creator. He's freaking awesome. But God was not at the center of it. And I'm like, I wonder if I could make something similar to this. Not steal it, but make it similar in the fact that it's a God faith-based fitness discipline mindset challenge. Like, we're creating a mental toughness in our faith and in our fitness and growing in our faith and fitness, but making it all God-centered and making it something that's sustainable for life. That's the other thing. That's the main thing about the Grace Lit Life Challenge is 75 hard is not something that I believe as a mom is sustainable for life. Like, literally, you've got to be perfect all the time, it feels like, and you've got to make sure you get all these things done all the time. To do it for 75 days is extremely challenging, but to do it for life, I don't think is sustainable. Could I have at a different part of my life, like when I was in college, maybe, or when I, before, even before then, probably. I probably could have made it like my life and what I did every single day. But I don't think I can do that now. And I don't think like 99.9% of women who are moms or who are busy and who wear multiple hats in their life or are doing other things and pursuing other things in life, I don't think that they'd be able to do this for lifelong. So the Grace Lit Life Challenge was created so that it could be sustainable for life. And initially when I shared it, I did share it as a challenge only, and that it wasn't supposed to be something that was for life. But as more and more women are doing it, and as we're we're growing in this way, and I'm seeing the challenge take place and what it's doing in other people's lives and other women's lives, let me go off on a squirrel brain real quick. I did create multiple templates so that if the original version is not sustainable for your life, you can do the beginner version and that be sustainable. And if the beginner version is too easy and the original is too easy, but you want more discipline in your life and you really want to challenge yourself and you do want it to be a temporary thing, I made actually advanced version. So there's three different templates now. When I first created the Grace Lit Life Challenge, there was only one. It was the original. And it was more based on just being a discipline challenge and a way to grow in your discipline in your life and creating a short little 60-day challenge. But now I think it's really something that could be implemented for life with a good mindset change. Because, and this is going to go into my next question here in a second, but people are feeling as though on 75 hard, they just fail when they have to start over back at day one. Because you have to do the same thing in the Grace of Life Challenge, but there's a twist to it. So I'll get to that in a second. But what it's done in my life personally is, first of all, it's really, really helped me stay more accountable in the Word and standing on His truth each day. Like, getting in my Bible every single day and that being a major thing that's a priority in my life. It's helped me realize that I can have sustainable mobility, sustainable movement, sustainable exercise every day of my life. And it doesn't always have to be gung-ho, like balls to the walls, like crazy 100% hardcore workouts. It can be something as simple as walking with a friend during the week, or doing mobility and stretching, or yoga, or jumping on the trampoline with my kids. Like, that can be part of my movement, and that is definitely attainable for life. Okay, so 30 minutes of some kind of movement and exercising your body for 30 minutes at a time, that is sustainable for life. Okay, it's also really helped me realize how easy it is for us not to give ourselves grace as women, and how easy it is for us to have a failure mindset and mentality. But the Grace Lit Life Challenge changes that, because we always have a new day in Jesus. If we have to start back at day one, the reminder is we get a new day in Jesus. We get a new week in Jesus. We get a new month in Jesus. We start back at day one, but it's already a part of our life, so it's really not that big of a deal. Like, if we miss one of the daily tasks, that's what I'm getting to right here. If we miss one of the daily tasks and we forget to take a picture, we forget to get our water intake in, these are things. Like, the other thing that it's taught me is it kind of made me think, like, oh my gosh, like, these are things that we should be prioritizing for everyday life anyways. We should be prioritizing looking at ourselves in the mirror. Like, when you take that daily progress picture, I'm not saying that you should be prioritizing taking a daily progress picture, but what I am saying is you should be prioritizing looking at yourself in the mirror and saying, I am beautifully and wonderfully created. I am a masterpiece. He has hand-knitted me and crafted me together in my mother's womb. Like, I am so beautiful because I am his. Like, though I am chosen, I am redeemed, I am forgiven. Like, being able to see yourself and see those things. And that's where the picture comes in. I'll get to the picture thing in a second, because that's been a question that was asked too. But that's something that you should be doing in your everyday life. Like, that should be just be our norm. That should be a priority. We should be hydrating every day. We should be fueling our bodies with foods that are nutritious, that are energizing, and they're going to get us through our busy, hectic, crazy lives. We should be moving our bodies because we were created to move. We should be getting in the word every day and standing firm on that word and utilizing that in our daily life. And when we're struggling with temptation, when we're struggling with anger, when we're struggling with other things in our life, either whether it's trials or it's triumphs, like, we should be able to, like, just be able to look to the word and be like, I know the truth. I know his truth. And that be a lamp to our feet, right? Like, that should be a part of our lives. So the 60-day Gracelit Life Challenge, it's like, these are already things that we should be prioritizing in general. Now we're just being disciplined in them. Okay. So the other question I was going into, is what was the one? I was saying something. This is another thing that I'm struggling with, because there's so many questions. So I'm so sorry. But, oh, the picture. Let's talk about the picture. I've been asked, you know, why the picture? Why do we have to take a daily progress picture? I thought this was just about, like, internal beauty. This was about seeing ourselves through God's lens. We're not worried about outward appearance. We're not worried about what we look like. But here's the thing. I know that so many women hate looking at pictures of themselves. They hate seeing themselves in pictures. They nitpick and prod and just completely criticize the crud out of themselves in pictures when they see them. They don't like pictures being taken of them. They don't like seeing them later. Why do we do that to ourselves? I'm having you take a picture every day so that you can look at it through God's lens, not your own. So you can take it. And you can look at it and say, I am beautifully and wonderfully made. And doing that to yourself every single day. I am handcrafted. I am chosen. I am redeemed. Look at me. Look how beautiful I am, because I am his. And yes, you're going to see external results. When you are implementing this and being, like I shared at the very beginning of this podcast episode, that gal who shared, you know, I'm on day 6 and I started in July. It is now January 31st. This gal has started the Gracelit Life Challenge since July, and she's only on day 6. You want to know why? Because she has started over and over and over and over again. She got to day 27 or something for her streak, and she have to keep starting over. But guess what? She's lost 20 pounds. Her external has changed because of internal work she is doing. A lot of y'all think you need to see the external to change the internal. You need to change the internal first, or that external is never going to be sustainable. It's going to be temporary. Are you hearing me right now? You cannot be so focused on changing the external and that changing your internal. You need to change your internal heart set, your internal mindset first, in order to have lasting, sustainable results externally. And when you do that, when you change the external will show. There will be results. Your hard work will not go unrewarded. And that has to be an internal shift too, because some of you are waiting to see the external results. Then you're like, okay, then I'll work on my mindset. Then I'll work on my heart set, because then I'll be happy. Then I'll be fulfilled. Then I'll be satisfied. No. All that does is set you up for a storm. You want to know why? Because the moment your external changes, then your internal is going to be a mess. Notice, if you change the internal with your heart set and your mindset first, and that is steadfast on the Lord and his truths, and knowing your identity in Christ and growing in your relationship with Christ and changing and transforming in that way first, your external, whether it changes or not, your internal is going to be set, because God is eternal. Jesus is eternal. He is steadfast. He's our cornerstone, right? He never changes. So if he's your foundation internally, the external, if it changes here or there, you're not going to crush down to sand, right? You're not going to crush down to nothing, because you've built the foundation. Okay, off of that subject. So that's the photo reasoning. A lot of people have asked, why do I got to take a daily photo? Do I really have to take a daily photo? Well, no, you don't have to, but then you're not following the challenge. Like, that's just kind of a silly, it's not a silly question. I hate saying that because then people aren't going to ask me questions. But what I'm saying is, it's kind of a silly mindset. Like, do I really have to take that photo? Well, no, you don't have to, but then you're not really following the challenge, like how it's designed to be followed, right? You can do the other things. I'm happy that you're doing the other things, but you're not really following the challenge. Like if the tasks have been set out, if you know what the order is of the program and what to do, and you don't follow certain steps of it, are you going to get everything out of it that you're supposed to get out of it? Probably not. Just a side note. Another question that was asked is, switching from physical self-focused to an internal God focus. So how have I became, what are the steps that I took to be, externally focused and like flesh-led? I guess let's do that. Flesh-led focused. And how did I take steps to become spirit-led focused in my fitness? I'm going to be honest with you. That is completely the Lord. That is the Lord and showing me over and over and over after I failed and failed and failed, after I felt unfulfilled, unsatisfied, always searching for more over and over and over again, and heartbroken over and over and over again because I never felt like I was enough, no matter how hard I worked, because I was looking at the external of me. That was the Lord shaping me, molding me, and trying to get my attention over and over and over again to say, hey, we need to lead with the Spirit. We need to have Him be the foundation. We need to change internally before external is going to be satisfying for us. Like, we have to change internally. We have to let Him in. We have to realize that everything we do, 1 Corinthians 10:13, I think that's what it is. 1 Corinthians 10:13, in everything that we do, whether we eat, whether we drink, and I'm going to add things on there. I'm quoting the Bible, the things that are not in the Bible. So don't come at me, Christian Karens is what I like to call them. But like, all your workouts, your mothering, your wifing, in everything we do. The Bible literally says in everything we do. So I'm doing some add-ons as far as fitness, as hydrating, as eating, like all those things, like, right? But please join us so that you have that foundation of sisters in Christ who can hold you accountable and call you out lovingly, gently, and help you always have your focus be back on Christ, back on Christ, back on Christ. Yes, we're getting results. Glory to Jesus. Yes, we have energy today. Yes, we have motivation today. Yes, we have the strength today. Yes, we have the resources provided to us. Glory to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So much gratitude for these things. Yes, I'm getting abs. I did the work. I showed up and was disciplined, but the Lord provided me all the things to make those abs happen. They're His abs. They are His abs. They are His glutes. They are His hamstrings. They are His biceps, His triceps. He created my body. He gave me the muscles. He gave me the resources. He gave me the tools. He gave me the motivation. He gave me the discipline. He gave me the energy. It's all glory to Him. He gets the credit. I put in the work. He gets the credit because He is God. He is Jesus. And He created me and He created you. Okay? Okay. Kabish kabosh. Anyways. The other one that I would say, I guess I could add a third one. The other one I will say was constantly getting in the Word. Like, that was something I was not doing very disciplined. I was not very disciplined in my Bible time. I was reading devotionals here and there, but they were short little blurbs, maybe had one scripture with them, and then I would forget about it, you know, 15 minutes later after I read it. Like, I was not, and I wasn't even doing that very disciplined. Like, that did not come before my workouts. Like, it's okay if you read your Bible a different time in the day of your workouts. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is your heart set and your mindset being focused on that first, like that being more important to you than your workout, than the fitness, than the results, than the food, than the water, like that being first priority on your mind and on your heart. I'm not saying you have to do that before you work out, because a lot of people do it afterwards. They do it at bedtime. They do it at nap time for their kiddos, whatever that may look like for you. But I'm saying that is your priority. That's your focus. That is the main goal, is standing on His truth, growing with Him, getting to know Him, giving Him credit, making sure He's the foundation of your journey. But that was not always something that I was super disciplined in. So I had to make myself be more disciplined. I had to pray on that. I had to ask the Lord, like, you know, guide me. What resources, what tools are going to help me stay more disciplined? One of the tools that I share often is the Daily Grace Co. I absolutely love all their studies. I'm also seeing all over the place, and I have not done it myself yet, but I'm going to, the Bible recap. I am seeing that everywhere. If you have not heard about that, look it up. I don't know tons about it again because I haven't done it, but that is something I'm going to be doing. I just bought a bunch of other studies off of Daily Grace Co., so I want to dive into some of those first. But the dailygraceco.com has beautiful studies, and it helps me get into scripture. It helps me apply scripture. It gives you questions at the end of each devotional and study that you're doing so that you're able to just like dive deeper into scripture. I absolutely love them. Please go check them out. Also check the Bible recap out. So getting into the word definitely helped me go from, I mean, that's just, if we think about it, that's kind of common sense. Like, how do we want to become more spirit led rather than flesh led in our fitness? Well, just go to the Bible, go to him, go to truth. I started spending more time with him. That's my fourth step. I'll put a fourth one on there. That's my fourth step. How did I go to from flesh-led into my fitness journey to spirit-led in my fitness journey? I spent more time with the Lord. I made sure I was praying more. I made sure I was venting to him more. I made sure I was crying to him more. I made sure that I was laying things down at his feet more. I may be a hot mess express, but I'm going to the Lord more, gosh darn it. Like, I am going to him more. And that's what he wants from you. He already knows what you're struggling with and what you're dealing with, but he wants to connect with you. He wants to grow with you. He wants you to feel as though you can go to him. He is your father. He is your best friend. Even your shame, lay it down at his feet. He already knows what you're struggling with. He already knows your sin. He already knows your temptation. He already knows the negativity in your mind. He already knows the profanity that you are speaking and that you're thinking in your mind. He knows that. Number three was going to my Bible more and spending more time in the word. Number four is praying and spending more time with Jesus, just talking with him, building relationship with him, going to him, laying things down at his feet. So those are my steps concerning me. And I may do a whole podcast just on that because that was really freaking good. If I don't say so myself. Thank you, Lord, for providing me with those thoughts. But anyways, those were the four steps from becoming flesh-led in my fitness to a spirit-led in my fitness. So, but this next question is, can you please explain perfectionism versus the actual challenge, because I feel like this is one that I wanted to talk about earlier that I couldn't think of right off the top of my head. The challenge versus perfectionism, because every time I feel as though I've, you know, not accomplished a task, I'm having to start back over. So I feel like I failed. We're trying to break that chain in the challenge. That's the whole point of the challenge. And if you're feeling as though you failed because you have to start back at day one because you missed one of the tasks for the day, that is like a huge red flag that you should be doing in the challenge, because we're trying to fix that mentality. We're trying to break that chain in Jesus. We're trying to say that every single time you fail, it's just like with life. It's just like with sin. Anytime you mess up, we sin every single day, but anytime we mess up, every single day we have a new day in Jesus. So guess what? You didn't finish all the tasks for the day, or you feel as though you know, the Lord is like giving you some discernment. Hey, you didn't really do really well with this specific task today. Maybe you should start back at day one. It's not a failure, sis. It's a journey. I would so much rather you fail through this journey than give me excuses, than give me perfectionism. Oh, I can't do that because I got to be perfect at everything. You want to know why? Because your failure is going to create success in your journey. The very testimony at the very beginning of this episode literally is proof of that. She has lost 20 pounds because she's had to restart over 1,000,005 times since July. She started back at day one. Out of the 60 days, she started back at day one because she didn't finish the task, or she felt like some discernment that she needed to start over because she didn't do it very well. We're relying on Jesus, sis. That's the whole point of the challenge, is realizing we can't do all of this on our own. And when we do fail, quote unquote, it's not a failure in a negative way. Can you please start looking at failure as success? Because there is growth in failure. There is no growth in excuses. There is no growth in perfectionism. Because if you're perfect, why do you need the Lord? If you were perfect in this journey, why do you need the Lord? I need you to really let that sink in. I need you to start looking at failure as not failure at all, but a way to succeed. Because without failure, we don't get to depend on the Lord. Does that make sense? I'm not saying deliberately go out and sin. I'm not saying deliberately go out and fail on purpose and like make silly choices. I'm saying in our weakness, he is strong. And failure is proof of that. He can help us get back up. start back at day one on the 60-Day Grace That Life Challenge. Start back at day one because you have a new day in Jesus, because he's going to help you through, because he gives you grace and mercy and strength and energy and motivation and discipline. And you can rely on him going back at day one because this is a part of your life. These are habits that we should be prioritizing in our life anyways. So just go back at day one and start it fresh. You have a new day in Jesus. So that is the difference between the challenge and perfectionism. The challenge, when you fail and you start back at day one, is actually on your way to success. I'm going to say it again, I would so much rather you have failure in this journey of the 60-Day Grace of Life Challenge and keep having to start over and over again than have excuse and to have perfectionism, because those things don't help you rely on Jesus. Those things don't make you realize and humble yourself to realize, I need the Lord in this journey. Those things are self-focused. Those things are self-led. Those things are flesh-led. They are not spirit-led. That all came from Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for all of those words, because I know that didn't come from Kels. Start looking at failure as a way to succeed, not a way as being a failure. Just because you fail doesn't mean you are a failure. It means you are human. It means that you rely on something that's bigger than yourself, which is the Lord. You rely on him to get you through. You're confident enough to know who Jesus is, but you're humble enough to know you can't do this on your own. You're confident enough to know who Jesus is. You're confident enough to know whose you are, but you're humble enough to realize you can't do this on your own. That may be a quote on my social media as well. Just saying. Anywho, girlfriend, that's enough questions answered for today on this Fire Friday. This was a long episode. I greatly apologize for that. But if you have other girlfriends that are doing the Grace of Life Challenge with you and you would like to make sure you send this episode to them because they have these same questions or they're wondering, you guys have been talking about this and you're wondering like, why this, why that, why that? Send this to them. Make sure they get this episode. I'm also going to make sure I link the initial details of the Grace at Life Challenge, that episode in the show notes here. And I will also link the link to my Lace with Grace Fully Embraced ministry community, so you can have access to that if you need to as well. If you need those sisters in Christ, or if you're not in there yet and you really want to be, please, please, please jump in. It's completely free. We'd love to have you. We'd be blessed to have you. The more the merrier. Let's continue growing his kingdom. Let's make heaven crowded, y'all. Let's make it crowded. I'm excited for that. Okay, let's get it. Let's go. Talk to you next week.